This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Some Republican lawmakers in the United States are pushing back against television host Tucker Carlson's depiction of the deadly Capitol building riot. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Using some 41,000 hours of security footage handed him by the House's top Republican, Carlson's Fox News show did air scenes of hand-to-hand combat, but he sought to depict some of the Capitol invaders not as insurrectionists, but sightseers, a narrative favorable to Donald Trump. But from Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell,
it was a mistake in my view,
to top deputy John Thune,
it was an attack on the Capitol,
and North Carolina's Tom Tillis, who says Carlson's version is BS.
I was here.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen hailed Ukrainian women during an address to the Canadian Parliament Tuesday and said Russia's aggression is also a war on human and women's rights. She said the number of women serving in the Ukrainian military has doubled since Russia's invasion. Earlier, during a joint appearance with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, von der Leyen addressed the world's dependency on Russian energy at the beginning of the war in Ukraine.
There was a big over-dependency at the beginning of the Russian invasion in Ukraine of Europe's energy needs, an over-dependency on Russian fossil fuels.
Von der Leyen is visiting Canada on Tuesday before flying to the United States to try to lobby for a deal that allows European companies to benefit from Inflation Reduction Act tax advantages for batteries and battery components. Like Canada, the European Union is also aiming to bolster its own investments in the green transition.